Inside on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Merit Resources, a company that allows you to focus on your business. MeritResources.com. The Lotus Moments Event Center for your next networking event to corporate meeting, LotusMomentsEvents.com. And the Hy-Vee Market Grills of Ankeny, Urbandale, and Waukee. Make it lunch tomorrow or dinner tonight at Market Grill near you.
11 minutes now before the top of the hour. 81 degrees. Feels like 91 out there, for crying out loud. Low tonight, 75. Going to be a little sticky out there. And then for tomorrow, maxing out somewhere near 93 or so. Extra Points comes on at 6 o'clock. We just like to call it the Jock Show. Sort of. With us in studio is the president and co-founder of IP Pathways of Urbandale. His name's Joe Shields. Joe started the company nearly 7 years ago. They're a leading Iowa-based IT service provider. And what do they do? Well, they deliver IT consulting advice and support. And recently, IP Pathways announced they're expanding their offices here in the metro and making that decision to stay in Urbandale. Welcome to the News Hour, Joe. Good to see you.
Thanks for having me.
This is really exciting. You know, as we look at the metro, Jay Byers on. Boy, we had Jay Byers on. It's too many things going on. We had Jay Byers on, and we were talking about wages in this part of the country. And one of the reasons that wages continue to be good in this part of the country is because we have so many technology folks like you in this part of the country and doing pretty well at the same time. So congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah.
You're part of the solution.
We're definitely, you know, trying to do our part to keep technology, you know, jobs and a focus on technology here in the Midwest and specifically the Iowa market.
Joe, you've recently made the decision. We're going to get into this right away and then talk about what you do, because I think this is kind of cool. You must see some value in staying within the metro. You haven't been asked to go
Absolutely.
Elsewhere. What are those points of why you decided to go ahead and increase the size of your business and stay with Urbandale as your home office?
You know, I think there's a number of factors.
Sure.
First and foremost, since we did found the company here, a large portion of our market share, if you look at where we do business, where our revenues come from, is in the metro. Specifically to Urbandale, they've been a great, you know, City of Urbandale has been a great partner for us ever since we founded the organization mm-hmm. back in 2007. So when we saw the opportunity to actually acquire, you know, the additional space and the data center that we're going to provide services from, it didn't make a lot of sense to look outside of the metro. So we were really happy with what we've been able to do with the City of Urbandale, and the state of Iowa has been a great place to grow the business. We still have, you know, other locations. You know,
sure.
we have offices in Kansas City, Omaha, and we're going to continue to expand that footprint organically over the next several years. But Iowa's been a great place to grow and continue to grow the business.
Let's talk a little bit about IP Pathways. What is it that you do? We say IT consulting and advice and what?
You know, it, really what it boils down to, we are an IT consulting firm, and we consult on infrastructure solutions. So if you think about any of the mid-size enterprises here in the metro, you know, we come in and help them design infrastructure solutions around their networks, mm-hmm. storage, all the things that make their applications and their business run. And we do that, you know, in a pretty, you know, narrow focus. So we're not your IT help desk kind of folks. The folks we hire are very specialized. They tend to be experts in what they do in virtualization, network storage, things like that. And so what we do is we provide consulting services for the organizations that need those types of infrastructures. We help them build them out. And then we also sell or resell the hardware and software and things that are required to put a solution together.
So would this be sort of, you're like an IT architect?
Definitely architecture is part of it, but we're also an implementation specialist mm-hmm. because a lot of times if you think about these organizations that, you know, if their run rate business is not IT, they have great IT technical resources, but they don't necessarily always have the opportunity to go do the research and be absolute experts. They have to be experts in everything, so they can't be the absolute best at very specific things. And that's where we fit in. So we have breadth and depth and a very narrow focus of specialties, and then we're able to come in and then get an internship internal IT department up to speed on new technologies very quickly.
I don't want to make anybody nervous out there, but at one time, medium to large size companies had what was called a webmaster.
Sure.
And they were the folks that sat with a conical hat in some deep, dark, dank place, and they made magic, you know, with the internet. Does your firm sort of take that role on for these individual companies?
You know, and it's, we don't really do application kinds of things and web kind of things. We're sort of the, we like to say we live in cold spaces. So we're the folks that piece all the things together in an effective and predictable manner so that the business can continue to run effectively and more efficiently. And we try to do it in a way that supports the initiatives that the business and the IT departments have already done. But yeah, we live in cold spaces. We definitely work to design solutions that maybe are slightly different or can help organizations become more efficient in their IT operations.
Joe Shields, ladies and gentlemen, he is the president of IP Pathways, and we're talking about his company based out of Urbandale, also a footprint in Kansas City and in Omaha. You know, you said something really interesting, and this is so important, and I know this feeling because as a business owner myself, you know, we're expected to know almost everything. And sometimes we just can't know everything, especially at the speed of technology and how all this is working. So when we have somebody like you on our side to be able to say, hey, look, Joe, we've got a self-weasel winding torque inducer in the other room that's not working right. You're the guys that could kind of figure that out, takes that load off my shoulders.
And that's actually a great analogy. I mean, we know the technology. I think part of the reason we've been very successful in the growth of the company is it's not just knowing the technology. Mm-hmm. It's also trying to understand the business drivers for why they're implementing the technology. And I think that's one of the differentiators we've had is we it's not just selling you bits and parts and things that are cool and, you know, the neatest gadget. It's what is the logic behind doing this and how can we help you be more effective to promote your business? If your business is not IT, then probably you want to focus on something other than IT.
Don't you think?
You would, right? Exactly. So we really do try to focus on the business drivers and be more and help make the folks that need these services more effective and leverage us in a way that promotes their infrastructure partners as well.
You guys are the IT people like Merit. Merit Industries, you know, there you go. I mean,
exactly.
That's exactly what they say. Look, let us go ahead and worry about your HR stuff. Let us go ahead and worry about that because you don't want to focus on that. And just like most business owners, we don't want to do the IT stuff because that stuff scares us and, you know, many of us anyway. And why not leave that to a professional?
I think one of the big differentiators, though, is one of the things we don't do is we're not an outsourcing company.
Mm-hmm.
So we rely on the organization's internal IT departments to maintain operational conditions because they know the business. They know the business far better than we ever will. We come in and try to align new technologies with those business initiatives so that we can walk out the door and leave them in a much better condition than when we walked in the
door. So the webmaster is not going to go away.
The webmaster is probably not going to go away.
You have a safe job, Mr. Webmaster. Don't worry about that, okay? Keep your conical hat on and make magic back there in the back room. This is really important. I think one of the things that you said is so critical, and I think it's the same in my business, in advertising and marketing, as what it is in yours. Most of our work is on the front end as we listen to our customers explain what it is that they're trying to accomplish. And then, because not everything's cookie cutter, you have to be able to design whatever the advertising campaign is or the IT products to that need.
That's absolutely. I mean, we have a wide range of customers ranging from education, you know, mm-hmm. local and state government. Healthcare is a huge vertical for us. Commercial businesses, you know, a number of different commercial types of businesses from, you know, fuels companies and construction companies and, you know, retail. So understanding their business model, but quite frankly, you know, custom designing solutions that fit the requirements because they're at different states of the IT process. So it's a continuous customization and architecture exercise.
Well, and that is, you know, that is incredible because not every business is alike.
No.
And you know, if you're, for example, if you're an educational firm, your needs are different than healthcare. And healthcare is, yeah, so
absolutely.
It can't be a cookie cutter approach to everything. So how is business, by the way?
You know what's good? I saw in the business record today we made the Inc. 5000 again.
About that?
Yeah, I think we're number 11 in Iowa. We were 4 last year, so I think this is our fourth year in a row. We continue to grow. We are opening our new data center. We're having our grand opening tomorrow from 1:30 to 6:30.
Are you kidding me? And you came down here to talk to me, and
exactly.
you got all this stuff going on.
So, you know, things are great. We're growing rapidly, and it's been a great thing. It's,
excellent.
You know, our biggest challenge right now is, quite frankly, you know, finding and retaining those great technical resources that everyone in Iowa is looking for.
Boy,
so,
isn't that the truth?
Yeah, that's been a challenge.
Yeah, finding good people continue and retaining those good people is always a challenge. But if you've got a great company, you treat them right, they'll stay.
And you hope that's the case.
Amen.
Sure.
I hear you. Joe Shields, ladies and gentlemen, so kind of him to stop in here before his grand opening tomorrow, for crying out loud. He is the president of IP Pathways, just announced a big expansion in Urbandale. Thanks again for coming in.
Thank you very much.
All right. Hey, for all of us associated with Insight on Business, that would be the lovely and multi-talented Mariah Lewis, Monica Murray. We also have Dustin Halderson. The voice of Insight on Business is Jimmy Olson, the guy that puts all this stuff together, the logs and things. His name is Mark McDowell. And, of course, the liaison between us and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. For all of those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.